A wonderful meeting we're going to be talking about. Acts chapter 4 is where we're going to be heading eventually, but we'll get to Acts 2 actually first. But Psalm 122 verse 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And what a blessing it is to come and be together around the Word of God. Now, I didn't realize what a blessing it was to have godly parents when I was a kid. There were a lot of times that I really thought that maybe it was a curse, you know, it was hard. But, you know, I later realized it was indeed a blessing to have a mother and a dad who were concerned about my spiritual welfare. And I'm glad that I never had to wonder about church. It was something that we did. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, you know it well, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now, I believe this, that we are living in the latter days. I do believe this, that our Lord could return at any time. Israel's in the land. We find that things are shaping up in interesting ways, and it could well be that our Lord could return very soon. But Acts chapter 2, verse 36, we're going to use this kind of as a launching pad. Acts chapter 2, verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Are you listed right there in verse 39? You're found there, right there, verse 39. And then verse 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. The church has a job to do. It's not done yet. It's not done. But now, if you would, chapter 4, beginning at verse 23. Chapter 4, and we're talking about a wonderful meeting. And what a blessing it is when God's people get together. Pastor Stephen and I were over in Lansing the other day for a pastor's meeting at the Parker Memorial Baptist Church. And I've always wondered who was Parker. And so as we were going through the food line, I asked the women who were serving us, who's Parker? And they said, oh, it's not a person, it's a place. They said it used to be Parker Corner. And so I guess the people in that area know who Parker is. And so that's why it's called Parker Memorial Baptist Church. But what a blessing it was to get together with men and women who love the Lord, to sing the songs of praise, and to hear some good, godly speaking. But verse 23 says, and being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken. I'm going to tell you something. I'm jealous. I'm envious. I tell you what, I would love to have this building shook a little bit. How about you? Even if we had to do some major repairs afterwards, what a glorious thing it would be to have the Holy Spirit move in such a way here at the Covenant Baptist Church. Is it any wonder that the early church grew the way they did? Because they saw the miracles of God firsthand. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we come again thanking you for all that you do. We ask, Lord, your hand of blessing upon this group that is watching here tonight and those that have assembled here, that, Lord, thy name will be honored and glorified. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Seven quick thoughts. That makes for a good sermon, right? 7 points. Number one, we find gathering together. Gathering together, verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And I believe it's good and important that we gather together around the word of God. They went to their own company, the Bible tells us. Let's go back to chapter 3. And we're going to see what had led up to some of the apostles being taken and put in the hold, as the Bible says. But Acts chapter 3, at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Now, in your mind's eye, see this man that who is brought every day to beg. And he has a purposeful reason. He is lame. And the desire is that you'll feel sorry for him and you'll throw a coin or something into whatever container he may have. And in your mind's eye, see Peter and John walking towards him with a purpose. Now, let's be honest. Most times when we see someone who has an issue and it looks like they want something, we have a tendency to shun them, to go around them. Verse 3, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. They didn't look away. They looked directly at him. They saw his condition. And this man is really thinking, all right, these people are going to give me something. Verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Can you see the lame man suddenly, oh, I was so hoping. But such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Can you see what's happened? Everyone in the temple knows this man. They see him regularly. And what is he now doing? Walking, jumping, happy, shouting. And so that's going to create quite a stir. And people are going to be upset about it in the religious world. Chapter 4, verse 1. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Now, why would the Sadducees be upset that Peter and John are preaching about the resurrection? They didn't believe in it. They didn't believe in a resurrection. And verse 3 says, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Now, they have done nothing wrong. They have simply healed a man through the power of the Lord, and there has been this excitement that has rippled through the temple and probably out into the streets. Verse 7. And when they had set them in the midst, they said, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What a glorious thought that they continued to proclaim the cause of Christ. Who you've crucified. That took a lot of guts, didn't it? I mean, they've crucified Jesus, and now I'm here standing proclaiming the name before these same men who were behind the crucifixion of Christ. Verse 13. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. What a testimony. What a great thought that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them to speak at all, not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Can I say this? That there are some in our religious world today that would say, okay, that's fine. As long as we can get together and as long as we can, you know, be entertained and as long as we can have fellowship, that's all right. But is it all right?
No.
The church is to proclaim the cause of Christ, verse 19. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people, for all men glorified God for that which was done. For that the man was about 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. So you get the picture of what has happened. A man has been miraculously healed. There are those who are bothered by it. Peter and John are threatened, and they let them go. Now, the next time, they don't just threaten them. The next time, they beat them. And that's how it works. The first time, we threaten, and then we do more. But we find here that they reported what had happened. Peter and John have come out of the council, and verse 23 says, "And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them." Now, I'm going to tell you something. They decided this was a good thing, that the threatening had come, but they were not going to listen to what they said. Number two, we find unification. Unification. And when they heard, they had come and they were part of it. Now, I don't know if somebody said, "Hey, they're getting out today. Let's all get together over at so-and-so's house." But they gathered together so that they could be there. And I'm going to tell you this, I think it was an exciting time. I think it was exciting as Peter and John walked into the room or the courtyard or wherever they were meeting, and they began to tell them what had happened and what had occurred. Number three, we find exaltation. They lifted up their voice with one accord. Exaltation. They were excited. Just as we would be excited if the Detroit Lions would actually win a football game or two in a row. But you know, there are things that we get excited about, right? You ever gone to a store and you went for a particular item, and when you got to it, it was on sale? Yes. My wife the other day was looking for some towels, and she found the one she wanted, and it was in the discount area because it was discontinued. And all they had was one. And she couldn't get a whole set. You know, you go from excitement to, oh. But you ever been excited about the cause of Christ? Have you ever told anybody what Jesus has done for you? Have you ever shared it? What a great thing to do. And number four, we find glorification. Lord, thou art God. Lord, you are the God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. And I tell you this, in our society today, there are those who want to downplay who our God is. They want to say he's one of many. But we serve the one living God, the creator God, which we find next. Number five, we find revelation. Thou hast made. It is important that we realize that our God created the heavens and the earth. And as I've said on many occasions, that the God of John 3:16 is the God of Genesis 1:1. Notice what it says there in verse 24, there at the end. And said, "Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is." Now, I must be old because I remember that growing up, everyone seemed to believe in creation. That there was a God and he created the universe. But unfortunately, evolution has grown by leaps and bounds, even though there is absolutely no proof. And if you really look at evolution, you can see that it is totally impossible. There is absolutely no reason for any of it to have happened. Number six, we find declaration. They declare what has happened. Let's reread verses 27 through 30. "For of a truth, against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, hath Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done." What was the determined will of God concerning Jesus? That he would come and that he would die. That was why he came. He came to die for our sins. That's his one purpose for coming. Verse 29, "And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word." With all boldness, they said, that we may speak thy word. May we be bold as testimonies for Christ. Verse 30, "By stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus." What an exciting day that must have been. The exciting meeting as they gathered together. You know, there are times in which you don't want to leave. You want to be part of the church and the people that are gathered together. Together. You ever think about that? We're going to spend eternity together. That there is going to be a great meeting in the air. Yes, but there is going to be a great lifetime in heaven. Which brings us to the seventh point. We find inspiration. What causes you to do things for the Lord? What makes you decide that you are going to serve Him outside the walls of 11455 Canal Road? What makes you decide that I'm going to serve the Lord openly today? Let's begin reading now in verse 31 down through verse 37. "And when they had prayed," do you think prayer is necessary? Yes. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Oh, I tell you what, that had to be exciting. Verse 32, "And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And the great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Hoses was, or who by the apostle was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted, the son of consolation, a Levite, and of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet." Verse 33 says, "And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus." Why could the apostles give great witness to this event? Because he showed up, didn't he? Do you remember that? They were meeting in the upper room. They were afraid. And some of them came back and said, "We have talked to him on the road to Emmaus." And suddenly he was there in the room. And he showed them his hands and his side. And they saw the living Christ. I'm going to tell you something. They wouldn't have died for some man that was, well, barely hanging on. But when they saw Jesus Christ resurrected from the grave, oh, they were excited. But I love the idea that they had come together and they were excited about the Lord. I believe we can be excited about our Lord, that he has done great things for the Covenant Baptist Church, that he is doing great things with the Covenant Baptist Church, and that he is going to do great things for the Covenant Baptist Church in the future. God is alive. This is his church, and he will use it as he pleases. Shall we stand together? We'll sing a song of invitation. 470, "I have decided to follow Jesus." I think it's important that we decide that we are going to follow him. And then we do it. Dear Heavenly Father, again, thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for these words that we have been able to read about an exciting time there in Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord, that there have been men and women down through the years who have faithfully served you. And Lord, may we now faithfully serve you and pass the torch to the next group who will continue it until you return. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.